I'm still kind of debating if I'm going to go or not. I'm to the point where I'd almost just rather watch stuff like that on TV than be there in person.
I'm on.
All right. Now I'm on. And so we're going. We're with planning and development. Charlie, I want to start with great job. I've heard rave reviews of how you work to get this thing put together. We sure have appreciated the job that you've done since you assumed the role first as interim director and then as permanent director. Really, really pleased, and we thank you. With that, let's go through this. Let's start with revenues, and just take us through the thought process you used in coming up with these revenues and where we are.
Well, first of all, I'm going to get to a point where I think I need to change a few of these, and I'll tell you, I'll start out with my thought process on them. And pretty much what I had done was looked at where we were through, I think we had the revenues for through November when you gave them to us, looked where we were through there, kind of figured out what we were doing per month, and then took that out to 12 months for this particular fiscal year, and just kind of then compared that to our three-year average to figure out what we'd be doing for next fiscal year. Some of our revenue things, somehow, this completely slipped my mind, but we're in a lull period right now, these 3 months of the winter, where we really don't get too much revenue in at all from permits, mm-hmm. and I didn't account for that when I looked at this. So that was kind of my thought process through some of that. With that, if you want to kind of go in line,
yeah,
let's
just plug it in. Miscellaneous, how do you feel about the 800? Looks like you want to reestimate it to 1,000.
Yeah, and I'd even take – I looked at that again with our through December revenues, and I would probably take that down to 800 on the re-estimate. But I'm fine keeping that on 800. We actually – and I talked with Lisa about this, but our photocopy and fax fees, that line item, we took down to zero, and we're just going to start anything we charge for that putting into our miscellaneous. To me, it didn't really make too much sense to have two separate line items for that, especially when the one line item's been – historically very low. So,
yep.
The state grants and the watershed flood protection, that was all part of the Squaw Creek Watershed Planning Grant that we're through with now. So those are both back down to zero.
Okay.
The building permits, I had reestimated that at 32 again. I'm probably going to take that down to a reestimate of 22,000 for this year, which probably going to be a little bit below what we budgeted last year. And listening to last year's work session, it sounded like that 25,000 was somewhat of an aggressive number anyway, as we were just shooting for the moon a little bit and didn't quite get there. We could still get there this year. Those numbers are so volatile. It really depends on what comes in, what doesn't come in.
When are we expecting stuff to come in on the, what is it, Cameron?
Cameron Farms, or Cameron Estates is what it is. We've yep. already received 4 building permits on that this fiscal year. I would imagine a lot more of that would take off.
Which is exactly what I'm thinking is going to plug into this thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that could definitely raise those numbers. I know in talking to the developer on that one, the second phase of that, what do we have, 23 or 33 lots left on that second phase, that's probably not going to happen until calendar year 2016.
Right.
So I don't know when that'll come in, but yeah, that could definitely fluctuate this number a little bit. So,
tell me what a building permit cost?
It's dependent on the value. Right now, it's 0.15% of the value. So, for example, if it's a $200,000 house, the permit fee is $150. Or how would that? If it's a $100,000 house, the permit fee is $150.
$150 per 100,000.
Yeah.
I think a lot of those are going to be in the $300,000 to $400,000 range. So, I mean, I think we're looking at $400 to $500
each.
Yeah, which is probably about what they've been so far, I would say. So, and that's, you know, again, that's taken into account the 4 that have already come in is what's led us now to where was 13. Our number at through.
Yep.
December.
14,000.
14,000.
Yeah, just at 14,000. So.
All right, so what I'd like to do then, if it's okay with you, Charlie, is I'd like to leave the re-estimate for this year at 25,000. We'll see where we go with Cameron Estates. And then, boy, I don't see any way to go down because we seem to have more potential projects sitting out there for 16 than we had going into 15. So I'm going to suggest that we leave it at 30 where you brought it forward before. Okay?
I think it's probably going to be less than that, to be honest.
We'll have all of it on the record, and when it's less than that, you can sit here and you say, see, I told you it was going to be less than that.
Yeah.
But I think there's enough evidence out there that it's reasonable for us to think that we're going to get to 30. Completely recognize where you're coming from, and I appreciate it. Paul, I mean, you're the...
No, you're, okay. I think you're probably right.
Okay.
And, you know, that's another thing I'll point out, too. We did those Campus Fortress, those storage buildings. That was a $900 permit based off the valuation on that. So, really, the amount of commercial development that comes in can really fluctuate that number as well.
Sure.
So.
Absolutely.
And we do have Casey's up in Gilbert on the corner up there, which is more than likely going to be coming in. That'd probably be next fiscal year, if maybe this fiscal year.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So. I'm really comfortable at the 30, and if we hit it, we hit it. And if we don't, then you were right.
What's that?
They're building a new Casey's up
there? Yeah, they're tearing down the old one and putting up a new one.
Didn't I ask you that question 3 or 4 months ago? Did somebody
give it was probably about a year ago when you
about a year ago
discussed
when I asked
that.
It for quite a while.
Yeah, we've been dealing with them on some setback issues through it, and we're still working with them on it. So it might be a little bit before it comes forward.
All right, zoning and subdivision fees.
Yeah, I would reestimate that one again. My error on that, but maybe estimated at about $5,500, I would say, for this year.
Why is it going to be less for the second half of the year than it was for the first half of the year?
I just don't foresee. We haven't had too much stuff coming through conceptual review as of late to give me any indication that we are going to have big applications coming in. You know, the subdivisions that you review at your Tuesday meetings, those are just $175 applications. We'll probably continue to get a lot of those in. I just don't foresee any large development applications coming in. Again, it's so hard to predict on some of these.
Okay, so let's leave it at 6.
Okay.
So we won't reestimate it up, but let's not reestimate it down at this point. And Lisa, when we get later in the year, if you guys start to see that we need to move some of those, great.
Well, and the revenues are not as critical.
Exactly. Let's just leave it at the 6.
I mean, they're critical to the whole budget, but they're not as critical when it comes to amendments.
Right.
Let me clarify that.
Yeah.
But as far as next fiscal year, I would recommend changing that from 7 to 6 and just keep that at 6 as well.
Okay. E-911 signs.
Yep, those ones, this is really the Cameron Estate subdivision is really going to help this number next year. I reestimated that 1,600 again. I would probably back that down to about 1,000 for this fiscal year and then carry that over and keep the 1,000 for next fiscal year. Those are $100 per application. However, we only get $20 of it. 80 of it goes to the Secondary Roads Department for the work that they do on them. So.
Okay. And then, finally, violation of county
law. Yeah, this one is, I would probably, again, for this year, take that back down to $1,200. Maybe keep it at $1,800 for next year. This is kind of one of those that, you know, you don't want to, in my opinion, I don't want to keep that number too high where it looks like we're trying to go out actively and get money from fines and whatnot. I think we could get $1,800. I just feel like this year it's probably only going to be about $1,200, and I don't know where you want to keep that for next year.
Well, yeah, let me just underscore, it is not our expectation that you go out looking to generate dollars in that line item. It is our expectation that that is a tool for you to use to make sure we're getting compliance where we need to have compliance.
And that's exactly what we've been using it for.
I'd just suggest we leave it at $1,800.
Okay. And one thing to point out on that, too, we did issue a citation, for example, this year. When those get issued, that revenue money doesn't come into our budget. It just goes, I believe, into the general fund the way I understand it. So there are some potential fines that we put out there initially. If they don't get paid, we go through the citation route, and then it goes into the general fund instead of our fund. So we lose some revenue through that, but the county does still get it.
Again, We're not looking at that as a revenue generator line item. We want to account for it, and we want you to have it as a tool. Paul, anything else on revenues?
No.
Okay. So, Charlie, draw a line. Now we're to expenses. Draw a line at flex benefits halfway down page 154, and let's talk about everything from there up. We'll start with flex benefits, the health insurance for the county. You and I have had this conversation in your office just real briefly. You know from the emails we've sent out, a ruling from the federal government says we cannot continue to provide the $575 in cash, flex cash. And so we're rebuilding all of that. It is my expectation that you will see this $17,825 in your line item go up. That's just what I believe. We'll figure it out as we go. As we move up the list, we are going to budget closer to actual for our salary line item across the board. It has nothing to do. You've got your 2.5 approved positions. We're going to fully fund your 2.5 approved positions, but we're going to try to budget more toward actual from a county average. And so what you may see is you may see that line item be a little less than it, all 2.5 positions being full all year, and then we'll amend money in as we get closer to the end of the year. Okay? The whole flex conversation also is going to impact your IPERS and your FICA in there. And we will let you know what those numbers are as soon as we know them. The main thing I want you to know is we're committed to your positions, you keeping them filled all the way through. We're not suggesting that we want you to try to save any money there. We're just going to try to budget closer to actual from a countywide perspective.
Okay.
You want to talk about extra help while we're up there?
Yeah, let's do it.
Because, you know, right now there's nothing been spent. We're increasing for next year. Let's just have a conversation.
Yeah, let's talk about extra help.
Sure. The main intention of that was, as we did lose one full-time staff person in our office, my intention was to get an intern for these summer months, which are typically our busy months. I was kind of wavering a little bit on doing this once we realized that the C2C plan that we're putting together is going to be coming through, and it looks like from the schedule that's been put together that those summer months, again, are going to be our busy months of involvement in that. I think it's even more critical to have some summer help over here. So that's mainly where that's coming from. I think I did reestimate that at this fiscal year for $3,500. That is because the summer months would start early May, so there would be about a two-month
period. So 3,500 is a half year and 6,600 is a full year is what you're telling me.
Yep, and it's going to pretty much be, you know, each intern is going to be paid half out of one fiscal year, half out of the next fiscal year if we continue this down the road. I actually did reach out to a few people, a few of my colleagues down in Des Moines to kind of see what the average hourly rate was for an intern. They're all between $11 and $12 an hour. It kind of did average out to about $11.50 an hour. And then I figured from our standpoint, the amount of savings an intern would receive from working closer to Ames than opposed to going down to Des Moines would almost make up that 50 cents an hour. So I kept it at $11 an hour, took that times 15 weeks to get the 6,600.
And if you had a chance to look at that, I mean, is that appropriate for an intern? We go
probably for a planning intern.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we can, and if that cost needs to go down, I would not think that cost would need to go up based off what I'm seeing. If it needs to go down, obviously we'll have a little bit of flex room then, but I know I did talk with Alyssa about that not too long ago.
With the C2C project coming down the pike, I think you're seeing it exactly right. I believe that we've got your office really, really staffed well right now.
Yep.
So we don't have the ability anymore to add work. If we're going to add work, we need to add help.
Right.
And with the C2C project, we are, in fact, adding work. We need to recognize that. And so I'm fine with the $3,500 and the $6,600.
Just make sure, Charlie, when you get ready, if they do that, that we give me enough heads up so we have posting requirements.
Yep, and I did put together a job description, and I'll run that past you. I kind of wanted to see what the temperature of the board was before I did that. So
I like the idea of using interns.
Yeah, I love it.
I mean, we got the College of Design right, you know, 10 miles down the road. And
exactly.
Mm-hmm. Good.
It's how I'm where I'm at right now, so that's why I'm a fan of it.
All right, we're below the line now. First one I want to talk about is, well, and we can sure talk about zoning boards if you want to, but I want to talk about vehicle fuels and maintenance.
No, zoning boards, that was one I kind of, I believe I talked with Lisa about this, asking, you know, traditionally, does this county pay their board mileage? I know in the past we have had a line item to pay their mileage if they ask for it. Looking back through claims, it doesn't seem as too many of them do. We do have a training opportunity through Iowa State Extension that I've extended to our commission members. I believe I included the board in that email as well. So if any of them want to attend, we'll pay for that as well. So especially with our new board members, our board of adjustment members, that could be good.
Mm-hmm.
But Yeah, summary on that.
I'm good at 600. $1,000 in vehicle fuels and maintenance. How's the RAB doing?
Good, good. And I would, and I think I even looked at that again as far as what we have done, and I would probably reestimate that to about $600 for this year, and would be willing to even lessen that for next fiscal year down to $800. Reason being for that is I have Ryan doing all our inspections now. Ryan uses his personal vehicle for that. He always has. There's really not too many miles being put on the RAV as it is right now. So.
Yep.
So good. Good. Do you want to take that down to 800?
Yep, let's take it down. 600 and 800. Office supplies.
Yep, and I reestimated that again for this year just based off our December numbers back down to 1,300 probably for this fiscal year. I would be willing to even lessen that for next fiscal year down to 2,000, down another 1,500. One thing that has come up.
The man after my own heart.
It just gets easier and easier.
Yeah, and the
previous ones saying, oh, I better go in there and just tell them where I'm going to decrease.
We have a good inventory of office supplies good. In our office right now, so I don't know how much of it we'll use. The 6,000 from last year, that took into account a lot of that CRS application stuff, a lot of the stuff for Squaw Creek Watershed, so that's why that was so high. But the one thing I did want to ask, and I think in talking with Margaret, I believe she's brought this up a few times, we've kind of thrown around the idea downstairs of redoing our kind of customer service area down there, however you want to call it. As it stands right now, we have that hallway pretty right. much where we help people. It's not effective. It seems so crammed. I imagine people are claustrophobic when they're standing there talking to us. Our office at one point was filled with filing cabinets. We've scanned all that stuff in. Those filing cabinets are all gone. We have so much access space right now that it would probably be worthwhile looking at rearranging some of that. I don't know what those costs would be. We haven't talked with facilities yet about it, but I believe when Leanne's new office went in, that was $1,000 for the new wall. I would imagine ours would probably be somewhere similar because I think we'd put
so
in a new wall.
And so Margaret did, in fact, talk about it, and I'll tell you what I told her. As soon as we get through this initial work session, I'll have a conversation with Cal. I can't make any commitment because what I don't know right now is that a load-bearing wall? Is there a reason that we've got to have that stubbed in right there? Because then that would change the cost dramatically and, frankly, change my interest in doing it. It makes sense to me what you want to do. The other thing that Margaret was talking about is buying a couple chairs for there, and what we told her is we've got plenty of chairs and equipment. We don't need to buy anything. If we expand that, we'll find you what you want to put in there without going and buying it. So I'll talk to Cal about it. I like the idea. It is cramped right there. It makes sense. I just need to know what we're getting into.
Okay. That's fine. I didn't know if you wanted to earmark that extra 1500 maybe towards that and just say keep it for that. If not,
let's take it to 2000 and we'll figure out that wall.
I'm okay with that.
Legal notices, hopefully we're making changes that will continue to allow us to streamline some of that.
Yep, and I re-estimated down to 1,500 for this fiscal year. Would be willing to keep that at 1,500 for next fiscal year as well.
Perfect. Postage and mailing?
Re-estimated that one down to 700 for this year. Would be willing to change it to 1,000 for next fiscal year. That's just one of those things that you don't know the amount of mailings that we're going to get based off the applications we have come in. So I'd like to keep a little bit of flexibility in with that one, but I don't even foresee us going over 1,000 next year or 1,000. Close to 1,000.
Okay, 700 and 1,000. Mileage and expense, the only thing I heard you say is you got Ryan driving his personal vehicle more. Is he not turning in mileage?
He's never turned in mileage, and I had a conversation with him prior to putting this together to make sure he wouldn't, and pretty much told him that I probably won't approve it unless he's going to ask for it well in ahead. So.
But, yep, okay. I'm not looking to shortchange him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, if we have to look at something in the future, we can, but.
Right. Yeah. His choice. The only thing you might remind him is that if he's claiming it on his income tax, that can jam him up if he ever got audited because if he has the reimbursement available here, that's where he needs to take it.
Yeah, for his own personal, he needs to not. So have a conversation with him. Make sure this is a solid number. if we need to work on it, we'll work on it.
I remember talking about that with you, Paul, I believe not too long ago, and I think I did ask him about that, but I'll follow up and make sure.
Yeah, I just don't want us to get jammed up.
Communication services, you still feel like 3,020 is about right?
Yeah, and I think with the changes that we had, Leanne did a really good job last year of getting that number. I know
one of the few.
Yeah, we're not even over 50%. I think right now where we're at. So I went through. Lisa
only one that's not over 50%. I think in the whole
really. Oh, that's good. Yeah, Lisa printed off for me back when I sat down with her to go over this, just what we have done to year so far, and I kind of went through it, and I feel that's probably going to be pretty accurate.
Okay. Education and training?
I did lower that by 25% since we do have one less employee.
Yep.
So that's where it's at, the 4,500 right now.
Okay. The other, which I know they're not miscellaneous items, but kind of miscellaneous items, anything you want to address in any of those from education and training on down?
In particular, the...
No, I'm saying equipment rent and maintenance. You want to address that one?
Oh, yeah. Well, and I do want to touch on that. The equipment rental and maintenance, as you're aware, we did have our printer lease. Our printer lease is going to be up at the end of July, so we do have to pay for one additional month on next fiscal year. We did meet with Premier on that to ask them mainly to look at what our lease is right now and to kind of based off what we're going to be doing with our printer. Leanne in the special projects she was taking on had a lot of bearing on that printer. We asked him to look at a different model of printer for us and give us a cost estimate. That cost estimate came back at $179 a month, which is still about $2,200 a year. We're currently paying approximately $5,000 a year on our current printer, so it'll be good to get rid of that. However, we did also ask IT about buying our own standalone printer. That standalone printer itself would be about $500, and the toner for that printer would be a total of $600. And based off our printing counts, we kind of projected that we'd probably go through three of each toner every 2 years. So we're going to see significant cost savings by buying our own printer.
And sharing with Board of Health. I thought it was a great plan
50-50
you put
that,
together.
So.
And we're really, really appreciative. We said that to Margaret when she was up, and so thank you.
Yeah.
So if the rest of those numbers look good to you, they look good to me.
I just wanted to make sure that I haven't. Yeah, the office equipment and furniture, that's half the printer.
Yep.
And then the toner is going to be purchased through the office supplies. So,
all right. Lisa?
I'm saying we take $2,200 off the bottom line at this point.
Okay.
Which gives us $185,768.
Knowing that that is going to change based on everything from Flex Up.
Okay.
Charlie, you're doing a great job. Thank you very much.
And if you don't mind, I have one quick question,
sure.
too. And I know we've kind of discussed salaries in the past, but I went back and looked through, and I just want to make the board aware of one particular thing, and that's Ryan's salary currently is at the bare minimum of his salary grade. Out of all the employees we have in our office, he's been here the longest. And kind of looking through that, Kristen right now is at about 16.5% through her grade. I'm about 14.5% through my grade. And, again, Ryan is at the bottom. So I know we've talked about looking at salaries at some point and making sure where we need to be. But I do want to point out that we do have an 8-year employee down there who is at the bottom of the grade.
I think it would be completely appropriate for you to work with Alyssa. So we have a mechanism where the board can authorize up to a 3% increase outside the regular budgetary process. It's got to run through Alyssa to start. I think it's completely appropriate for you as director to bring all that to Alyssa's attention, talk through exactly the rationale why. For me, when you start telling me things like Ryan's using his personal vehicle and not claiming mileage, I hope he's not getting himself in a bad way doing that. But, and the other thing I'll say is all three of you, two and a half of you, But all three of you have done a phenomenal job in this transition. We ask a lot of you. You guys have really I see a unity down there that is really, really good. I think it's completely appropriate for you to advocate for your staff, but you start with Alyssa, and then it comes to the board, and we go from there.
Okay?
Okay?
I will be talking with Alyssa.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.